The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we're with you on this Thursday, 26 September 2019. Tom from Florida reminds you about the hot mic when Obama was talking to President of Ukraine. Okay. Thank you. You know, that's the downfall of many people, isn't it? Hot mics. There is a clip that I would like to play you. Now, this one's of particular interest because there's some battles raging within Fox News. And as there should be. Because they have been moving in the socialists and the lefties. You know, you don't see the likes of Jerry Rivers anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. Empty Vault Rivero. Geraldo Rivero. His real name's Jerry Rivers, by the way, in case you didn't know. They're moving other people, new faces, new females, that heretofore were more of the Democrat when they would come on the program with the supposed conservatives. Well, now they've taken over the seats of Fox News. And what's interesting here is that Shepard Smith and Tucker Carlson got into it. Now, Shepard Smith, he's in the afternoon. And if you haven't watched this guy, he is no conservative. Well, okay. Sorry, Shep. I had to out you. He's a homosexual. You know, at least I give the white-haired blonde or blondish white-haired blue-eyed whatever his name is on CNN. At least he came out of the closet. Shepard Smith, I don't think has. And how can you be, here's your political question. How can you be a conservative and be a homosexual? Doesn't that automatically kind of make you a liberal-minded person? Here's the exchange between Smith and Carlson, which, by the way, people want Tucker Carlson to run for president in 2020.
Yesterday, Judge Andrew Napolitano, who is a legal analyst at Fox and a very nice guy, I will say, I've always liked him.
And this prefaces the argument, so
and declared that the president's phone call with the head of Ukraine was a crime. Here's what he said.
It is a crime for the president to solicit aid for his campaign from a foreign government.
So that would be it. But that to which the president has admitted
Shepard Smith
is in and of itself a crime.
Yes.
So that definitely got our attention. Of course, it's a crime. And so I asked you, because you prosecuted a lot of crimes, and for our viewers who didn't see it, here's what you said.
Well, I think Judge Napolitano is a fool, and I think what he said today is foolish. No, it is not a crime. Let me underscore emphatically that nothing that the president said on that call or what we think he said on that call constitutes a crime. And even if he had said, you're not going to get the money, it would not be a crime.
Well, apparently our daytime host who hosted Judge Napolitano was watching last night and was outraged by what you said and, quite ironically, called you partisan. Here's what he said.
A partisan guest who supports President Trump was asked about Judge Napolitano's legal assessment. And when he was asked, he said, unchallenged, Judge Napolitano is a fool. Attacking our colleague, who's here to offer legal assessments on our air in our work home, is repugnant.
Ooh. Repugnant. Not clear if that was you or me, but someone's repugnant. And here's what, finally, last soundbite, here's how Judge Napolitano responded.
A lot of legal authority, and I join it on the other side. And the other side basically says anything that helps the campaign, whether it's cash or emails or smearing your opponent, is a thing of value.
And therefore, requesting it is a crime.
Yes.
Now, unlike maybe some dayside hosts, I'm not very partisan, and it was a sincere question. Is it a crime or not? So given everything that's happened in the last 24 hours, I just want to throw it to you again. Was it a crime or not?
Absolutely not. Now, let me sort of educate Judge Napolitano. The president of the United States is the executive branch under Article 2. He is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. He can ask anyone, a citizen, a foreign leader, a question. He can make a suggestion about an investigation because he runs them. And by the way, in the latest set to with the whistleblower, the Office of Legal Counsel has said that requesting information from a foreign government is not a thing of value. It is not a foreign contribution.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer at all. I mean, I'm as far from a scholar
lucky
as you,
you
can be. And that's why I solicited your opinion. But I also know that some things are subjective and people of goodwill have differing views.
Yes.
And so that's why it doesn't seem honest to me when a host, any host on any channel, including this one, pretends that the answer is obvious. There is an ironclad consensus about what the answer is, when there in fact isn't. When it's a subjective question. That's not news, is it? That's opinion.
No, it isn't at all. And you were asking me my legal opinion, and I gave it.
Yes.
Judge Napolitano
right.
gave his legal opinion, and he's entitled to it. But I can tell right. you, I can tell you, as a former United States attorney, I'm right.
You know, being a judge, many aspire to be Supreme Court. You know, that's the loftiest job in the country, to offer your insightful legal opinions and being on that bench, having a job for life. You know, as the caller pointed out, what do we got? 5 Zionists on the on the Supreme Court? I mean, how many seats do we have? Oh boy. Switching gears here, and finally, we're hearing from Julian Assange's father. John Shipton is the father of imprisoned whistleblower Julian Assange, says that his son is extradited to the U.S. They will murder Julian one way or the other. What have I said all this time? Julian Assange's father, John Shipton, gave an interview to Strategic Culture Foundation over the weekend after arriving from his home in the country of Australia. Shipton is visiting several European states, including Russia, to bring attention to the persecution of Julian Assange by British authorities over his role as publisher and author. Now, first, through an introduction to the Assange case, few media figures can be attributed to transforming international politics and the global media landscape. Arguably, Julian Assange, author, publisher, and founder of WikiLeaks, whistleblower website, is the top tier of world-changing individuals over the past decade, and I cannot give argument there. The Australian-born Assange has previously been awarded accolades and respect for his truth-telling journalism, which expose massive crimes, corruption, and nefarious intrigues by the U.S. government and its Western allies. One of the most shocking exposés by WikiLeaks was the video Collateral Murder in 2010, which showed mass, indiscriminate, deadly shootings by U.S. troops in Iraq. Similar war crimes by American troops in Afghanistan were also revealed by WikiLeaks. The so-called U.S. and NATO War on Terror was exposed as a fraud and gargantuan crime. Assange worked with American whistleblowers Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden, the latter revealing the illegal systemic global surveillance by U.S. spy agencies against ordinary citizens and political leaders around the world in flagrant violation of human rights and Washington's much-vaunted claims of upholding civil liberties and international law. Notice what's not in that paragraph? Constitution. But, okay. The powers that be have gone after these truth-tellers with vengeance for daring to expose their hypocrisy and vile records. Snowden is an exile in Russia, unable to return to the U.S. out of fear of imprisonment for treason. Manning is currently being detained indefinitely in the U.S. because she refuses to testify against Assange. Julian Assange's groundbreaking journalism exposing government crimes did so in a way that so many established Western news media outlets failed to do out of cowardly deference to the powers that be. Such so-called independent media are now facilitating the persecution of Assange by smearing his reputation and ignoring his plight in prison. He has been smeared, among other slanders, as Kremlin agent and cyber terrorist. I'll play you a clip here. And this is the media blackout on Julian Assange.
The role of journalism in a democracy is publishing information that holds the powerful to account. It's the kind of information that empowers the public to become more engaged citizens in their communities, so that we can vote in representatives that work in the interest of we, the people. And perhaps no better example of watchdog journalism that holds the powerful account and exposes their corruption is that of WikiLeaks, which exposed to the world evidence of widespread war crimes the U.S. military was committing in Iraq, including the killing of two Reuters journalists, and showed that the U.S. government and large corporations were using private intelligence agencies to spy on activists and protesters, and then revealed how the military had tortured Guantanamo Bay prisoners from Red Cross inspectors. It's this kind of real journalism that our First Amendment was meant to protect, but instead, engaging in it has made WikiLeaks publisher Julian Assange the target of a massive smear campaign for the last several years, including false claims that Assange is working with Putin and the hackers, as well as open calls by corporate media pundits for him to be assassinated. The allegations that Assange conspired with Putin to undermine the 2016 election and American democracy as a whole fell completely flat earlier this month, when a U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York dismissed this case as factually implausible, with the judge noting that at no point does the prosecution's threadbare argument show any facts at all, concluding that the idea that Assange conspired with Russians against the Democratic Party or America as a whole to be entirely divorced from the facts. Perhaps this brazen character assassination was priming the public to become apathetic towards Assange in preparation for his brutal fate, which would land him in the hands of U.S. and British authorities after spending years isolated inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Today, Assange sits behind bars in a London prison under shocking conditions even a murderer wouldn't expect. Renowned filmmaker and journalist John Pilger visited him there and fears for Assange's life, noting that he's being held in isolation, is heavily medicated, and being denied the basic tools needed to fight his charge of extradition to the United States. Now, the UN has consistently condemned the actions of the US, UK, and Swedish governments and called for Assange's immediate release. Their special rapporteur on torture and ill-treatment visited him in May, declaring, "Assange has been deliberately exposed for a period of several years to progressively severe forms of cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment of punishment, the cumulative effects which can only be described as psychological torture. The collective persecution of Julian Assange must end here and now. Now, on May 23rd, Assange was charged under the U.S. Espionage Act for the possession and dissemination of classified information given to him by Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, marking the first time the Espionage Act has been used against a journalist for publishing classified information. Assange now faces a sentence of 175 years in jail if found guilty. But you may not have known any of this, because it seems clear that the very media that spent years dragging Assange's name through the mud are now deliberately engaging in a media blackout on his treatment. So if you are waiting for the corporate media or their lapdog pundits to defend freedom of the press and freedom of speech, you'd be disappointed. Now, it's important to ask ourselves, what exactly is Julian Assange's real crime? In an area dubbed the information age, where the strategy of the powerful appears to be to know as much as possible about us while ensuring that we know as little about them and how they operate, Assange worked to prevent that imbalance from becoming a rout and stuck like a bone in the throat of the mighty. A double chorus of voices across the mainstream media spectrum cheered the destruction of the First Amendment. The New York Times applauded Trump, claiming he'd done well to charge Assange with an indisputable crime. And CNN demanded that Assange finally face justice, while others claimed that the day in court of the narcissist internet troll who attacked America with his vile spite was long overdue. And all around the world, Assange's treatment seems to have given the green light to governments to intimidate and harass journalists like never before, while independent media everywhere are being marginalized by the crackdown on internet freedom through censorship tools created by the oligarchy. In a clear sign to the world, Assange held up Gore Vidal's book, The History of the National Security State, to cameras while being dragged from the Ecuadorian embassy. Now, the book warns of an increasingly powerful and unaccountable authoritarian government taking over the country. Part of that is silencing dissent and limiting or destroying the freedoms centuries of struggle have won us. If Assange is successfully prosecuted, it will send a message to the world that the era of freedom to speak in public is well and truly over. He will not be the last to be persecuted. The more a power oppresses and takes away rights, the more it needs to oppress and take away more rights until the last vestiges of opposition are destroyed or driven far underground. We cannot expect corporate media to stand up to the corporate state. We have to do it ourselves, or any citizen of the world will be next. Will you heed this warning?
Well, this has certainly got the attention of journalists around the world. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Operation Intimidation. It doesn't matter. Did you notice last week the wonderful excuse for keeping Julian Assange jailed? Well, because he's a flight risk? Well, and so are felons that are granted stay-at-home, post-sentence, or when they're let out, they've got to see probation officers, and they're heavily restricted. They have ankle bracelets put on them. They don't leave the set parameter around their home, otherwise the alarms go off. There's many ways in which you could ensure that Julian Assange doesn't run anywhere. But that's not what this is about. This is about the freedom of speech, or more importantly, the journalist to have the guts to stand up and continue to do their jobs. I've been telling you people for a long time, networks such as this need to survive, because one day you just may wake up and every bit of information that you receive through the internet has already been filtered, already been vetted, and approved for your consumption. I'll give you an example. Just today, bringing up that clip with Tucker Carlson and Shepard Smith. Well, I typed it into Google, Tucker Carlson. Well, there was the video of the spat. But what I didn't play you was the liberals' take on this thing for the balance of 5 minutes on the end of this tape. Then I started looking at the stories. All anti-Trump. And you know how on that column of the stories that you can see on YouTube, the videos, you know how at the bottom of the column it'll say see more? There was no see more. This is our pre-approved, this is our vetted information that YouTube is recommending that you watch. And there was nothing that even came close to the truth, and it was all the BS and all the lies, video after video after video after video. Julian Assange was a journalist. And I say was in the terms of, well, I don't think the guy's going to make it out of the jail cell. I think they will kill him. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, here's, you know, the words bombshell or bombshell story has been overused, hasn't it? Bombshell, bombshell. That's what you usually get in a descriptive thing on an email. Bombshell, like boom. Well, everything's a damn bombshell anymore. If you consider lies and deceit and disinformation. Well, this kind of took me by surprise. And Ron Insana on CNBC, well, let me just play you the clip. My goodness, it's self-explanatory. I don't have to set this clip up. It speaks for itself. But of course, 9/11 bombshell. CNBC anchor Ron Insana says Building 7 was pretty much blown up. 18 years to the day. And he seems to be unaware that the building collapsed due to fire.
Remember, Seven World Trade had not yet come down.
Right.
And so when I went down to the exchange that Wednesday morning, I was standing with some military and police officers, and we were looking over in that direction. And if it had come down in the way in which it was tilting, it would have wiped out everything from where it stood to Trinity Church to the exchange to effectively, you know, the mouth of the Hudson. And so there were still fears that if that building had fallen sideways, you were going to wipe out a good part of lower Manhattan. So they did manage, one, to take that down in a controlled implosion later on, and the exchange was up and running the following Monday.
Yeah.
That building right there, the brown building, the tall one, is number 7 World Trade Center. I've heard several reports from several different officers now that that is the building that is going to go down next. In fact, one officer told me they're just waiting for that to come down at this point.
By noon or 1 o'clock, they told us we had to move from that triage site up to Pace University, a little further away, because Building 7 was going to come down or being brought down.
Did they actually use the word brought down, and who was it that was telling you this?
The fire department, and they did use the word, we're going to have to bring it down.
Keep your eye on that building, it'll be coming down.
The building is about to blow up. Move it back.
We are looking back. There's a building about to blow up.
Oh my God. Look behind us. Please pan in this way, please. Be careful of your baby. This is it.
That's the building coming down.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. Looked like it had been done by a demolition crew.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Third time today. Reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
Can you confirm it was number 7 that just went in?
Yes, sir.
And you guys knew this was coming all day.
We had heard before that the building was unstable and that eventually it would either come down on its own or it would be taken down.
We heard this sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. It looked like there was a shockwave ripping through the building, and the windows all busted out. About a second later, the bottom floor caved out. The building followed after that.
You heard explosions, like boom. It's like a distinct sound. It's not like when the compression, like boom, 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 like floors that were dropping and collapsing. This was boom.
The whole time you hear boom, 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 boom. I didn't see any reason for that building to fall down the way it did. And a lot of guys should be saying the same thing.
So they did manage, one, to take that down in a controlled implosion later on. And the exchange was up and running the following Monday.
Well, 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 Isena, do you still have a job? Probably not. Because you see here, folks, here's the key thing about Building 7. Yeah, it was taken down. And, yeah, they didn't have the time to go in and wire a building. Any demolition people that have ever wired a building to bring it down, it takes a long time to wire it up correctly. Generally, because they want it to happen all in one event. Many times there's other buildings around. They prep, they bring out fire hoses and spray water to minimize dust and all this other stuff. But it's, for the demolition companies, it's generally one of economics. They don't want to do something twice that it should be done the first time around. Time is money. So Building 7 was intentionally brought down, and it just collapsed just the same damn way that the Twin Towers did. Whoops, we don't want to go there, do we? And I'm serious about this, folks. Could, you know, aside from the compromised people, okay, the people that are being afraid here that truth is going to come out about their personal lives and their personal predications, and yeah. Aside from all of this, these guys haven't given up, and 18 years later, there's real investigation going on. And what happened on September 11th, 2001? The thing that started off that killed millions and spent trillions. Wow. I would consider that a bombshell.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, I'm going to get to a gun story here in a minute. In an Oklahoma restaurant, bystanders that were armed shot and killed an aggressor with a gun. But this up, the Department of Justice announced yesterday that it opted not to investigate President Donald Trump over a controversial phone call he had in July with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The news came hours after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the start of the official impeachment probe. The actions of Trump's presidency revealed the dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our elections. Harumph. She told reporters on Tuesday from the Capitol building. She cited the Ukraine controversy in her brief statement about the impeachment prior to the Wednesday release of the transcript of the call, Trump critics claimed the president was withholding $400 million in aid from Ukraine as a bargaining chip he was using to get Ukraine to investigate past activities of Democrat presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden's son. And, you know, you think about this, folks. Joe Biden was never the front runner for the Democrat Party. He's an old idiot. He's outlived his usefulness and no threat to Donald Trump, that's for damn sure. The transcript released by the White House does not mention the aid, which was eventually released to the Ukraine in September. Investigators looked into the call to see whether Trump had sought a sort of campaign contribution from Ukraine by asking Zelensky to probe the family of the political opponent and decided there was no basis for a criminal investigation. That's what the Times is reporting. The Department of Justice Criminal Division reviewed the official record of the call and determined, based on the facts and applicable law, that there was no campaign finance violation and that no further action was warranted. Now, this is what the Democrats are now saying. Well, this is impeachable. No, he wasn't. And they keep digging in on this Russia thing when the damn thing is blown up in their face and they're too stupid to know when to stop. I don't know if they realize what they have done. I don't know that they do, folks. I know politics in this country, it's a dirty game, has been for many, many years. It's who the smoothest guy is, who the greatest deflector is. It's who the guy that has the most campaign money, or the guy that does as many favors as he possibly can for the people's vote and support of their organizations. You know, we know these practices. Rather than going after the most honest guy and probing that way, no. We go for the glitz and the glamour and the backing and, of course, the media's, yeah, assent to this person or that person. Well, y'all witnessed it yourself. You were all slack-jawed back in 2016, November 2016, weren't you? Because you couldn't believe what the media was doing. There were the odds-on favorite. Looks like this guy's going to be prez. And poor Hillary. Poor Hillary got beat to death. Not just as a politician, as a crooked politician. What's at stake here is the credibility of the news media, which we all know has been shot in the rear end. We know that. And if you look at the numbers of the people that actually tune into their programming, they are abysmal. So who are they actually talking to? Remember what I said, folks. Perception becomes people's reality. And who's handing them that perception? That's right. The crafty media. So, according to the ICIG, statements made by the president during the call could be viewed as soliciting a foreign campaign contribution in violation of the campaign. No. The ICIG's view, the complaint addresses an urgent concern for purposes of triggering statutory procedures and the rest of the crap I'm not even going to bother with. But Donald Trump represents something I don't think people are willing to admit across the board. He just may be the guy that we initially thought that he was. End of story. It could be that plain and that simple. But also for 5 years running, without abeyance, folks, what has Donald Trump been saying about the media? It's the lying medias. He's not saying the lying Jewish-controlled, socialistic, communistic media. No, he's not using those terms. He's just calling them the lying media. They've worked very hard to be in the position that they're in, to influence the peoples of this country. They've been hard at it for a very long time, and they're not about to give it up, even if it means their own extinction. This is what's so baffling. You have a tendency to think this is about money, this is about ratings, this is about... With their dismal viewerships... is this about the money or is this about the agenda? And again, I will ask the question, if it's the agenda, who's conducting this screwed up orchestra to play this tune? That's the scary part. Is it the deep state, and how do we define that deep state? The compromised ones that are still in the trenches fighting against all hope that somehow that they can pull this thing off? Doesn't look like they're going to be able to. And let me fast forward to November of next year. You would think that we're right in the middle of election year. We're 6 months away from voting for president of the United States. It has been nonstop political broadcasting for five stinking years. Oh, they'll inject a little bit of news here and there. You know, if it bleeds, it leads, and they'll do those stories as well, but right back into the political mishmash. That's what they're doing. That's what they have been doing, and that's what they will continue to do. I am amazed. Turn on any news channel, any time of the day. Do it. Try it yourself. It's about Trump, or it's what Nancy Pelosi said about Trump, or the response of this group against that group representing this view, and on and on and on and on it goes. Never seen anything like this. And I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around it, but maybe I'm not asking the right question. Because the answer is obvious without any questions being asked. Just take a look at what they're doing. Forget a well-placed question to the right man at the right time, or woman, or representative, or politician, or whatever. Just look at what has been happening in this country for 5 years. Well, 4 years. Hell, they've got me caught up. Seems like it's been a hell of a lot longer than that. But this is what it's about. It's not about still doing the news. What's going on in America? Real journalists asking real hard questions. No. No, we're past that. We've turned everything into a political football, haven't we? And maybe that's what this is all about. I am just flabbergasted, folks. I really am. All righty. Let's go back to posted stories on the website here. And I picked out a little bit earlier today. Pulled a piece out of the Detroit News. Facial recognition. Remember Super Bowl several years ago? Oh, yeah, we're using facial recognition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People going to a football game. Well, the Detroit News published yesterday a story coming out of Romulus, Michigan, in case you don't know. They say it's Detroit Airport. Well, it's really in Romulus. Travelers at the Detroit Metro Airport can now opt to use facial recognition technology when going through customs, officials announced Wednesday. The simplified arrival process. Oh, they got a nice name. The Simplified Arrival Process aims to modernize international arrivals at the Romulus site while also speeding up arrivals and departures. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement, facial comparison technology is used because it seamlessly integrates into the airport environment and is easy to use for travelers and facilitates the flow of legitimate travel, customs officials said in a release. Legitimate travel? How many people you got on a no-fly list and you can't ever get off of that? And you don't even have the right to know if you're on there? but you may be if you keep being put in the penalty box and frisk beyond belief and question and almost losing your flight because they've got you in what? The extra search box that somehow that you're suspicious. And they're going to keep shaking you down and probing and grabbing and until they can find something. According to Customs and Border Protection website, each international traveler's photo is taken before entry or exit. A biometric matching service compares the new photo, which images include photographs taken during the entry inspection, photographs from U.S. passports, and yeah, but there's only one problem with this, folks. What are photographs? That's a two-dimensional representation of reality. It's not 3D, but, well, you heard it. Yeah, they're including that with the photos. Photographs of U.S. citizens collected through the process are deleted within 12 hours. Well, hell! And here I was worried about an overzealous government snooping and pooping. They're just telling me they're gonna wipe it out in 12 hours. Mike, do you believe them? You don't have the monitor up. What the hell are you listening to in there? I'm sorry. I thought you were supposed to be listening to the host. I thought you were producing my show. At any rate. So that's what they said. It will be deleted within 12 hours. And U.S. citizens who don't want to have their picture taken request other means of verifying their identities and documents. Whoa. What other means is that? I don't even want to venture a guess. But Customs and Border Protection has taken steps to safeguard the privacy of all travelers while violating it. Yeah, we're going to safeguard the very thing we're violating here. The move comes less than a year after Delta Airlines introduced facial recognition at all of its Detroit Metro International gates to help travelers move quickly to more quickly check bags, get through security, and board their flight. Elsewhere, the software has become more popular with parents. Yes. However, Detroit police use of facial recognition and surveillance technology has sparked controversy amid growing concerns about privacy and studies suggesting it is more likely to identify incorrectly people with darker skin than those with lighter pigmentation. Yeah. And still, you got a 3D representation in the flesh in front of you, but you're going to look at a two-dimensional representation. It's called a photograph. Police Chief James Craig in June asked the Board of Police Commissioners to approve a permanent policy governing the use of the technology. This month, the board approved the policy with revisions that include stronger penalties for anybody found abusing the system. And a prohibition from sharing photos used in the facial recognition software with private companies. And of course, they're not going to sell that information, are they? No, they'd never do that. Meanwhile, two bills that would ban or delay police use of the facial recognition technology in Michigan, HB 4810 and SB 342, were pending. It's just to keep you safe, folks. You know, I don't know what your problem is. What the hell does it matter if somebody takes your photograph? What does it matter if they put you in a facial recognition computer program? What does it matter if you don't have anything to hide? Isn't that always the logic? Well, why do you care if you don't have anything to hide? Really? Oh, please. Then if that's the case, turnabout is fair play. Let me climb up the backsides of the hierarchy of the CIA and the FBI and our House speakers and our politicians and all those wonderful people in Washington. Let me climb up their backside with a microscope to take a good look. Please? If you're going to do it to me, can't I do it to you? Can't I have full disclosure? You know, I know you people didn't do anything wrong. And you don't have to worry about it because, you know what, you didn't do anything wrong. You got nothing to worry about. Oy vey. I'm so verklept. folks. You know, the thought just struck me. The epiphany here. I thought I saw a bright light and a lightning bolt here. The fact that we're sitting around discussing this stuff is testament of how far this country has gone down the tubes. And everybody loves you because they want to protect you. They want to wrap you up in swaddling clothing, and they just want to wrap their arms tight around you, ooh, and squeeze you so hard that it almost kills you. They just love you. We're from the government, and we're here to help. Yeah. No. Push that back up. Johnny has to go do Johnny things during the break. Is there a polite way of saying I got to go to the bathroom? No, there really isn't, is there? Okay, I'm going to torch you. I'm going to super glue the monitor volume control on your speaker in there. I'm going to torture you. You're going to have to listen to me. All right, let's take the break. We'll be right back. Who do I got on hold? Didn't Ken already call in? Okay, we'll break. Caught up in the action, I'll be looking out for you.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are back. I thought I'd taken Ken's call. I did from Fort Worth, but not from New York. New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John. You know,
In the old days, when somebody wanted to get somebody, they would say, I have something you want, and you have something I want. Why don't we trade?
Hmm.
I think the only place that Assange could be safe would be in Russia. I think even if Trump ordered his safety, the last thing he would see is the approach to Ellis Island before everything went blank. Now, think about this for a second. He's Putin. Have you seen those videos where Putin, you know, he had one of these old, you know who the oligarchs were, the grandchildren of the Bolsheviks?
Right.
He bagged a couple of them, and they ended up in probably Lubyanka prison in Moscow. I'd take one of those guys and offer to trade him. Now you say, well, the American government would never put up with that. It wouldn't be up to them. It would be up to a relative that's probably sitting in the City of London within the City of London.
Well,
you get my drift.
Yeah, well, you know what you always do when things get really dangerous? You don't go for the little guys. You go for the big guy. And, yeah, Ed Snowden's in Russia. Yeah. But why is he in Russia? Because he turned his information over to Julian Assange, and there was the guy that put it out. This thing...
Yeah, but...
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, finish.
No, go ahead.
Well, he seems to be pretty happy, as opposed to Assange, who doesn't seem to be all that happy.
Okay, I'm not sure I understood that, but okay. All right.
Well, I mean, I think he's a lot better off. For whatever the reason he went there, he's certainly a lot better off than what...
Well, yeah, are you talking about Ken Snowden?
Ed Snowden.
I just mixed and matched there.
Hey, don't get me mixed up in that stuff.
He's walking around free in Russia, isn't he?
He's got a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, oh, she's an FSB. Who cares?
Yeah.
The guy's, you know, he did his thing, and he's living to talk about it.
We are going to get Julian Assange one way or the other. He was never meant to be in a U.S. courtroom. This is what they're deathly afraid of, because then we might have witnesses come forth to corroborate what Julian Assange done and then prove it to people why he's so dangerous. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And I'm sorry to say, I hope his dad coming from Australia and traipsing around Europe, can get some support, put some pressure on the UK government to let this guy go. Why are they still holding him? They don't have a legitimate reason for holding him.
Right. My argument is, even if they let him go, somebody will get to him.
Yes and no.
That's what I
don't know the answer to that. I really don't, Ken, but I do know that his testimony in an open court with witnesses would present the greatest problem this government has ever faced.
Of course it would. And that's why, obviously, I don't think it's going to happen. But if he ended up in a place like Russia, he could talk all he wants, and he could just say, it's propaganda.
Well, I could see him on RT, couldn't you? And from the studios, direct from Moscow, here's Julian Assange.
Good night.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. Folks, we're in desperate need of funds. Some of you have responded. Some of you haven't. Because I'm not on the air, pulling my hair out, screeching, doesn't mean we don't need the funds. Please, folks, support this network. Support it. Use it or lose it. There's bottom line. Thank you for being here. Tomorrow, another edition, Friday edition of the National Intel Report. We will see you then. Please support us.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.